Welcome to our Thursday night meditation. We will begin with an opening invocation. Please mute your phone by pressing star 6 or the mute button. In the name of the light of God that never fails, I call to you, beloved Jesus, beloved Lord Maha Chohan, beloved Mother Mary, beloved Saint Germain. We call to you now as the Holy Family. We call to you now as the Holy Dove to come forth and engraft your presence over our heart, over our soul, over our mind, over our entire consciousness, being, and world. We call now for the light of God to flow as that Spirit of God in the pink plume, to flow as that wisdom of God in the yellow plume, to flow as that power of God in the blue plume. We call now for balancing action in the threefold flame within the heart. We call now for an expanding action of that flame as we now make ourselves vessels of the Most High God in our communion with our sponsoring master this night to work the works of Him that sent us. We ask now for our entire home, dharma, loved ones, and all of our affairs to be sealed in the blue lightning of Archangel Michael and the mighty tube of light. And to this end now, we are going to give the tube of light decree. According to God's holy will, let it be done. Amen. Please visualize now the tube of light as a beautiful cylinder of white fire around you, 4 feet in each direction of your physical form. And into that cylinder of white fire, we have the violet flame expanding. Transmute all erroneous thoughts and feelings, all irritations, all negativities, all fears, all prejudices, all going into the violet flame so that we can truly have God be in charge in this hour that we have together. An hour that we dedicate and consecrate to our God Self, to our sponsoring Master. Tube of light together. Oh, my constant loving I Am Presence, thou light of God above me, whose radiance forms a circle of fire before me to light my way. I am faithfully calling to thee to place a great pillar of light from my own mighty I Am God Presence all around me right now today. Keep it intact through every passing moment, manifesting as a shimmering shower of God's beautiful light through which nothing human can ever pass. Into this beautiful electric circle of divinely charged energy, direct a swift upsurge of the violet fire of freedom's forgiving, transmuting flame. Cause the ever-expanding energy of this flame projected downward into the force field of my human energies to completely change every negative condition into the positive polarity of my own great God Self. Let the magic of its mercy so purify my world with light that all whom I contact shall always be blessed with the fragrance of violets from God's own heart in memory of the blessed dawning day when all discord, cause, effect, record, and memory is forever changed into the victory of the light and the peace of the ascended Jesus Christ. I am now constantly accepting the full power and manifestation of this fiat of light and calling it into instantaneous action by my own God-given free will and the power to accelerate without limit the sacred release of assistance from God's own heart until all men are ascended and God free, in the light that never, never, never fails. Oh, my constant loving I Am Presence, thou light of God above me, whose radiance forms a circle of fire before me to light my way. I am faithfully calling to thee to place a great pillar of light from my own mighty I Am God Presence all around me right now today. Keep it intact every passing moment, manifesting as a shimmering shower of God's beautiful light through which nothing human can ever pass. Into this beautiful electric circle of violently charged energy, direct a swift upsurge of the violet fire of freedom's forgiving transmuting flame, cause the ever-expanding energy of this flame projected downwards in the force field of my human energies to completely change every negative condition into the positive layer of my own great God Self, so Let the magic of its mercy so purify my world with light that all whom I contact shall always be blessed with the fragrance of the violets from God's own heart, in memory of the blessed dying day when all this glory, cause, effect, record of memory is forever changed, and the victory of the light and the peace of the ascended Jesus Christ. I am now constantly accepting the full power and manifestation of this fiat of light and calling it into instantaneous action of my own God-given free will and the power to accelerate without limit the sacred release of assistance from God's own heart until all men are ascended in God, free in the light that never, never, never fails. Oh, my constant loving I am present, sour light of God above me, whose radiance forms a circle of fire before me to light my way. I am faithfully calling to thee to place a great pillar of light from my own mighty I am God presence all around me right now today. Keep it intact, every passing moment manifesting as a shimmering shower of God's beautiful light to which nothing human can ever pass. And in this beautiful electric circle of violently charged energy directs the subsurge of the violet fire, freedom-giving, jet-screening flame, cause every expanding energy of this flame to reach down with the force field of my human energies to completely change every negative condition and positive layer of my own great God self. Let the magic of his mercy so purify my world with light that all of my contacts shall be blessed with fragrance of violets of God's own heart in memory of the blessed dawning day when all discord, cause, effect, record, and memory is forever changed in the victory of the light, the peace of the ascended Jesus Christ. I am now constantly accepting the full power and manifestation of this fiat of light and calling into instantaneous action of my own God-given free will and the power to accelerate without limit the sacred release of this in God's own heart until all men are ascended in God and free in the light that never, never, never fails. The byword of the meditation with the sponsoring master is to try. Try, you know, Saint Germain told us, is Theos rules you. And so it's not about having a perfect meditation. It is about the trying. And in the trying, Theos rules you. God rules you. God rules us. God coming through our own mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self. God coming through the agency of the sponsoring master who is our helper, our teacher, our guru, our friend, the one who stands with our bridegroom. So now if you will look at the picture of your sponsoring master, looking at the eyes of the master, our objective is to establish that figure-eight flow between our eyes and the eyes of the master. We have a strong tube of light around us, so any and all discord in our world is kept in abeyance, and we are simply going to be dedicating this time now to establishing this figure-eight flow, eye to eye. See yourself on an island with the master, an island in the sea of life. You and the master on this desert island. On this island, there is a tree, and it is the tree of life. The tree of life. And so we're in the sea of samsara. We're in the sea of the ups and downs. And, you know, we're often battling different levels of the astral plane. But here on this island, we're safe. And in the center of the island is that tree, that mighty tree, that reaches up into the sky. There is our almighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, our tree of life. And so we're looking at the eyes of the master, and we're looking at developing this figure-eight flow as a relationship of intimacy. Intimacy. Into me is you, into you is me. And so we have that figure eight flow. Through our eyes, we're sending portion of our consciousness into the eyes and the consciousness of the Master. And the Master is returning that flow, placing a portion of his consciousness through our eyes, right into our four lower bodies. The eyes are actually brain matter. And so we're actually receiving the consciousness of the Master right into our brain, which has been disseminated through the neural network into every cell of our body, physical body, and its corresponding effect on the mental body, on the emotional body, even on the etheric pattern, on the superconscious blueprint. We are calling for a readjustment of the blueprint at the level of the lower etheric so that our lower etheric blueprint reflects the higher etheric blueprint, which is the will of God for us, the highest divine pattern for our life plan, our original mission in God, as God, of God. And so the patterns of karma that have been superimposed upon the original blueprint and pattern can be dissolved by the light action of the Master as an instantaneous readjustment. It's the adjustment that says, come, leave your nets, and I will make you fishers of men. Leave your entanglements. Leave your karmic propensities and momentums and ties. And I will make you fishers of men. I will restore you to your original blueprint, the blueprint of your original descent into time and space, where you said, I have come to serve, I have come to shepherd my brothers and sisters home. I have come to gain full God mastery at the level of the physical plane, which is the most challenging level to acquire this divine mastery. And I'm diving deep into this physical plane, just like the pearl divers dive deep into the ocean to receive, to find that pearl of great price. And that pearl of great price is the soul who is putting on those layers of pearl radiance, which are the layers of experience in time and space, and of every good choice that is permanently anchored in the causal body. And so we have the pearl below as the soul, and we have the pearl above as the causal body. And the soul is to reflect the causal body. One pearl reflecting the other, the great pearl above and the great pearl below. Great because she is through free will, willing to try to have the pearl above, the Theos, rule her. And so here we are, gazing at the eyes of the Master, establishing that figure eight flow, sending love to the Master. Oh, love that would not let me go. The Master has been with us since our first descent. Through the Master, or the Master, the sponsor of the Master. The Son of the Son of the Father is one with the Father, and so in the cosmic stream of hierarchy, there was always the Son of the Father who was sent to look after us, to guide us, to shepherd us. And so Master has been with us for eons. Even if that Master was also evolving in time and space. And so the Master understands the Master has evolved through time and space. Understands every one of our trials and weaknesses. All of the derailments and those temptations that would take us off course. And those addictions to trivia. All of that. And so Master has been with us. Even if we were not aware of who the Master was, the Father sent his only begotten Son to us. And has always done so from the very beginning of our departure, our plunging into the sea of samsara, the sea of opportunity, the sea leading to self-mastery. And so we send love to our Master as the dearest friend of old. Isn't it wonderful to think and to know that there is a heavenly being who knows us so intimately and who has loved us for so long and will continue to love us all the way home. Love is like a pulley pulling us home. The heartstrings of the Master are pulling us home. The heart of the Master is like the great central sun magnet pulling us home. If there is a piece of metal and a magnet, and the piece of metal resists the magnet. Nay, and so here we are, that piece of metal, and the Master is the magnet for our own I am that I am. And we have placed ourselves in the magnetic field to our free will by saying, here I am, Lord. Take me, use me. Receive me this day. And the magnetic field of the Master, we are being magnetized to become more and more of the Master. And so the electronic force field of the Master is blending with our electronic force field until we become one. And this interchange is happening through the eyes, through the contact that is being made here and now as our figure eight flow. I'm going to ask you now to take a deep breath. You look at the eyes of the Master. Breathe in now. The beingness of the Master, the stillness, the peace, the equanimity. And breathe out now. All that you would give to the Master. Both your best offering of what you will to do, your love, and the offering that is the placing on the altar of your sense of limitation, your resistance, your sense of separation. Your ego control. And so we take a deep breath again. We breathe out now all that we are, with no judgment. Here I am, Lord. Take me, remake me in your image. The image and likeness, my original self in God, the I am that I am. Breathe in again, fill the lungs, get this intimacy. It says, come into me. And then breathe out with the intimacy that says, I am coming to you. I am coming into you. Intimacy is love and authenticity. It's the love. It is the commitment, and it's also the authenticity that isn't looking for a fake relationship. The Master takes us where we are, and we give ourselves where we are. It is authentic, and it is loving. Just like the little drummer boy. He had no gift to give but the song of the drum. And Mary smiled upon him, and the child Jesus smiled. That song, that drumbeat that says, I will keep on keeping on until my final victory. This we place at the feet of the Master as our authentic giving, as our love. And the Master receives it. And the Master loves us in an authentic way that says, I do not wait for you to be humanly perfect. I love you now. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Leave your nets. And I will restore the blueprint of your original soul mission at the level of the I am that I am. And so now we're going to focus on the soul. While we're still looking at the eyes of the Master, we focus on the soul seated in the seat of the soul chakra. And through the magnet and love of the Master, we are calling forth the soul to rise on the currents of the Ida, the Sushumna, and the Pingala, to rise now, up, 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 as a mighty wave of light, the mighty geyser, up into the secret chamber of the heart. The soul is buoyed up, magnetized by the magnet of the Master, was in our own heart flame. And as the soul rises up to this heart chakra, this Christ self, our own beloved bridegroom descends. And the two energies meet as the interlacing stars of David, triangles that say, I am that I am. I am the soul as I am the Christ. I am God below as I am God above. I am that I am. We are one in the heart. We are merging as an interdependent, loving, intimate contact and relationship and beingness. This is the oneness with Christ that we are all seeking. The oneness with Christ that will change the world. It's not an impersonal Christ or a cookie-cutter Christ that's the same for everyone, the personal Christ. Christ self that is personal to you and to your mission and to who you are. Absolutely tailor-made and perfect for you through the love of God. And your master is facilitating this contact, this rapprochement. So now the soul and the Christ move from that main heart chakra into the secret chamber of the heart. Where the threefold flame is blazing, they enter the keep, the mystical place, the interior castle, where the Atman burns, the Holy of Holies. As the soul and the Christ stand before the presence of the Atman, the seraphim approach. And as we look at the eyes of the Master, we are aware of this gathering in the secret chamber of the heart. Let us give the mantra. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Speak it to your heart flame. Speak it to your Atman. Holiness unto the Lord. 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 We see the seraphim gathering now around us. And this experience in the microcosm is also an experience in the macrocosm, where the seraphim gather around the planet. Where the flame of God blazes in the core center. As the sun sun of even pressure in the center of the earth. And we see millions of seraphim, billions of seraphim gathering. As we're visualizing this at the macrocosmic level and visualizing it at the microcosmic level in the secret chamber of the heart, we're now going to chant the mantra. Holiness unto the Lord. 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 See Gautama Buddha now in the center of your heart, as the hidden man of the heart. And see Gautama Buddha now as the Lord of the world in the center of the earth, holding the entire earth and the aura of the earth within his aura. Just as he holds your heart and heart flame in his aura. As we see this action and we see the seraphim drawing nigh and the doves of the Holy Spirit descending, we are also going to give the mantra, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, alternating these two mantras now for a personal and planetary action tonight.
Holiness unto the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Holiness unto the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Holiness unto the Lord.
Now we see approaching our beloved Sanat Kumara, Regent Lord of the World. He approaches from Venus, his aura superimposed now over the aura of Gautama, over the planet, with the conflagration of seraphim, and he places his presence, the level of our heart, as that drop of ruby fire, the goblet of ruby fire, in microcosm and in macrocosm, we welcome our Lord. We continue the mantra.
He is the Lord and the fullness thereof, holiness unto the Lord. He is the Lord and the fullness thereof, holiness unto the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, holiness unto the Lord. I am the Lord and the fullness thereof, holiness unto the Lord. I am the Lord and the fullness thereof, holiness unto the Lord. I am the Lord and the fullness thereof, holiness unto the Lord.
Sanat Kumara now releasing a wave of sacred fire, ruby fire, for the consuming now of those momentums and elements of resistance within and resistance without to the love of God, to the will of God, to the wisdom of God manifesting on earth as it is in heaven, manifesting in the physical plane as it is in the etheric cities of the New Jerusalem, manifesting in our threefold flame as a balanced threefold flame, in our four lower bodies as vessels of the Godhead. See this wave of ruby fire is a gentle and effective action, consuming now all that we let go as we are in the aura of our Master, in the magnetic field of our Master. See this passing through us now as the alchemy of love, salvation, soul elevation, transformation. Transfiguration.
My soul is the Lord and the fullness thereof, holiness unto the Lord. My soul is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Lord, and the fullness thereof. Holiness unto the Lord. My soul is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Holiness unto the Lord. My soul is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Holiness unto the Lord.
I'm going to seal this action with the name of God, I am that I am, given to Moses in the burning bush, in the flame of his own threefold flame, where Sanat Kumara appeared, to also strip him, purify him, cleanse him of his resistance to the inner blueprint. Has said, lead my people out of bondage. Lead my people into the promised land. Deliver my people. And so this day, we acquiesce to the greatest level that is accessible to us in the presence of the Master, to the next level of our mission, to the next level of our service in time and space, according to our divine blueprint held in the higher etheric. So we seal it with the name of God. The level of the heart, sending it forth from the heart through the eyes to the eyes of the Master, your soul and Holy Christ Self, one with the Atman in the secret chamber. Rising up through the crown, up into the Buddhic top knot, up over that sagittal bridge, up the crystal cord, up into the spheres of the I am that I am, up through the spheres of the causal body, rising, 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 as the eyes of the Master magnetize us up into the presence of the Angel of the Presence. The level of our Godhood. The level of God, Goddess with us. And we see the soul and the Christ Self kneeling before the I Am that I am. Receiving the blessing. I am with you always, even unto the end. I am with you always, even unto the end. I am with you always, even unto the end. This is spoken to the soul and deposited as the word made flesh into the threefold flame, into the three plumes. I am with you always, even unto the end of all of the cycles in time and space. Now deposited in the pearl of great price. Pearl of the Mother, within the heart, for the strengthening of the pearl of the soul in the becoming. Now, as we continue looking at the eyes of the Master, we see the soul and the Christ Self gently descending, descending through the spheres of the causal body, descending gently over the sagittal bridge, back to the crown chakra. Now we see them descending to the third eye, where there is that anchoring. That's the blessing. I am with you always, even unto the end. And this blessing deposited in the three plumes arcs now to the pineal gland, to the pituitary gland, to the cerebellum, wherein the brain centers themselves. We have that affirmation, that confirmation for the increase of faith in the cerebellum, the increase of the wisdom of union. Wisdom of the promise in the pituitary promise of Christ. And the love. At the level of the pineal, the awareness and the anchoring and the reinforcing of that love. That will not let us go. Anchored now as a very tight knot, tying us where I am present. And when this anchoring action is complete within the head, it was anchored within the heart. We see the soul and the Holy Christ Self now going back up over the shepherd's crook, over the crown, descending into the heart. And we see now rays of light coming forth from our heart chakra into our hands, into our feet, into our auric field. Just like those pictures of Jesus where those rays of blue and pink and white and yellow are flashing from his heart into his auric field. So we see those rays now flashing into our auric field, that we might be the hand of God in action, gaining victory every day. And our soul pledging to walk the middle way. And we bow before our Lord Gautama Buddha. Lord of the world, Lord of our hearts. And we give thanks to the presence of the seraphim. As we seal with the mantra. Holiness unto the Lord. 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 Amen. We're now going to sound the Om. And place your hands in the prayer position. We're sending the Om to our Master as a sealing action for this meditation. Where the circle is complete. In the four lower bodies. So this concludes our meditation. If anyone would like to speak, please do so. If you prefer staying in silent meditation, that's all right too. We'll open the lines up for a few minutes here if anyone has a sharing they would like to give about what just took place or anything else on your heart.
Therese, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Thank you. Towards the end, I was reminded of when I was in Ireland and when I was in a new city and the churches were always open and I would go in, and what a comfort it was to leave the city and go into a church and just sit there and feel such devotion from all the people, you know, that pray there. And I was thinking that of what a pity it is that the churches aren't open for people nowadays, and those of us in this meditation, you know, we have the inner church, the inner threefold flame that we can go to and come to just to get respite and to just get a, have that beautiful communion with the Master. And I also wondered, you know, because I remember a very special feeling in one time when I was in Galway, and I was thinking, I wonder if my sponsoring Master was with me, imagining that, yes, the Masters and the Angels are always with us. And as I was driving home from work tonight, I was listening to, there was this car that drove by, and it was three young guys, and they were listening to this rap music. And I, you know, I kind of wondered, what's going to happen to their souls, even just listening to this music day in, day out, and just the longing that you have sometimes just to reach out to those souls that don't know and to listen to that, that listen to all this rap music. It's just, I liked that when you said to do it for the whole world, to do it for those people who are out there and who don't know and who don't have recourse to the inner threefold flame and to the Master and to the Angels and who may not even have heard of it. That was it.
Thank you, Mary. It's true that there is such a brainwashing of the young generation with all of these things, the music and the culture, the overall collective thought. And it is a bit frightening. I watched a movie this week that was so intense and disturbing on so many levels, and it was especially in terms of the what it was revealing about where the youth were at. A lot of youth, the movie's called 180movie.com. It's an anti-abortion movie. It was not only the movie, but the solution proposed that to me was, it was such a difficult situation because the solution was tainted just like the original state of consciousness of the youth is tainted. And so I was feeling burdened and praying about that. And I was reminded that there was at one point in my youth, in my 20s, where early 20s or late teens, where I also listened to rap music and wasn't as big as it is now, but it was still big where I was. And had a similar consciousness to some of the young people in that movie and how God was able to come through and turn me 180 around. And so just reminded that we cannot judge or know when God is going to do that with an individual. And so we know that every prayer counts. There was a person I was living with in the teaching center once that shortly after I found the teachings, who one day gave me this admonishment because I felt like I was too tired to go to another service. And she said, "Do you have any idea how many people it took praying to cut you free?" And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I'd never thought about it, that how many prayers it must have taken to cut me free. How many prayers it's taken you know, to cut each and every one of us free. And of course, we know the angels and the masses multiplied, especially at this time when there are not that many of us on the outer necessarily doing as much spiritual work, but there's a great multiplication. And so I was reminded to take comfort in that and to know that it's in the prayers that our power is and that God will come through and that there can be this change in a twinkling of an eye of consciousness where all of a sudden, like there's a waking up to the original remembrance of why they're here, why the youth is here, what their mission is, and what truth and reality is. And I really believe and hope and pray for this awakening that will all of a sudden make all of this other collective consciousness and brainwashing be, you know, like ashes in the mouth. So it's a thought for my hold and a prayer in my heart. And I really believe that every little bit that we can do as we gather and as we hold those nodal points through our own devotion, we're setting that standard, that standard bearer, that light bearer, where they will one day also be awakened. And no matter what the level of darkness and evil and the music and everything else, that when the awakening comes, nothing can stop it by the grace of God. So that's my prayer, and that they will all have that awakening in some way or form. Those who have been misled, and by all of the thought forms, not just the music, but the movies and the entertainment industry, and at the level of the schools, and at the level of what's considered politically correct and everything else. So thanks so much for sharing that, Mary. I'm grateful, and I remember too being in France and having the churches open until recent years where they started to shut more churches, but I do remember that how wonderful it is to just be able to come in from off the streets and enter a church and feel the quiet and the peace and the holiness, as opposed to the hustle and bustle out there. Thank you for your sharing.
You're welcome.
Would anyone else like to share something tonight? Going to give a sealing prayer then. We thank the Ascended Masters and Heavenly Hosts who have guided us in this work and ask that it continue in between sessions. We ask that all misqualifications that have been or will be revealed are transmuted by violet flame and all vacuums are filled with the light of Jesus Christ. We call for the God desire and the will to keep on keeping on, and to see this work through to its final victory. And we call now for the circle and sword of Astraea to cut us free, each one, and to cut free now the youth of America, the youth of the world, for this great awakening in the light that has been prophesied and that must come. We call for that deliverance on a personal and planetary scale according to God's holy will. Let it be done. In the arms of the Divine Mother. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, and have a good night. God bless you all.